Are there other kind of frogs, the kind that have little voices that come out after a storm? Any other names?
Rain frogs.
What's the brown that hops around mostly on land?
Toad.
What is it that the things that dig up that you can go fishing with?
Earthworms.
What's the hard shells? The thing that pulls in its neck and legs into a shell?
Turtle.
Okay, something like a turtle, only it lives on dry land.
Tortoise.
All right, sometimes people say be on the alert for this particular thing in South Georgia and the Gulf States, large brewing dry land turtle.
I've heard the name of it, I can't remember.
Okay, you never know, sometimes on there, okay? What's the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams that's got claws and when you turn over a rock it often swims away back?
Beaver?
Or a fish, a kind of fish.
Oh, a kind of fish?
Mm-hmm.
Say that again, though.
It's the kind of fish that you find in freshwater streams.
Yep.
It's got claws.
Got claws?
And when you turn it over on a rock, it often swims away back. You say a crawfish, crayfish?
Oh, yeah. Crayfish. Crawfish. Crawdad.
What
do
you say?
Crawdad.
Is that different? I mean,
I think that's
thing?
The same name for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Crawdad hole, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this small fantail little sea animal that with a thin, almost transparent shell, caught by dragging nets in the bottom of the bay?
Shrimp.
Okay, what's the insect that flies around and eats clothes? Is what I think of it most.
Moth.
Okay. And there's some that try to, let's see, some of them need clothes and some do other things. So, what do you call a little fly that flies around the light, has a little light on it? Lights up.
A lightning bug.
Yeah, did you used to try and catch those?
Yeah,
all
put
the
them
time
in a Coke bottle.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I'd try and catch it, but then I'd get a little scared. I don't know why. I was always a chicken when it came to any kind of bugs, I'm afraid. What do you call the long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak, two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight and mosquitoes, etc. Any kind of thing like that. Sometimes
Lizard?
People say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby when you see them. They're a kind of fly.
Butterfly? No, say that again.
Okay, it's a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak, two pairs of shiny wings.
Hummingbird?
And it hovers
no, that's not
around
it.
It. Do you like a dragonfly? Or
a dragonfly.
Do you call it dragonfly?
Yeah, we call it dragonfly.
Have you heard of a snake doctor?
Oh, snake doctor,
mosquito,
yeah.
A mosquito hawk or anything
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Snake doctor, I've heard that.
What do you really say that most of the
time? Snake doctor.
Do you call him? What kind of stinging insects do you know about?
Mosquitoes. Fire ants.
Okay. Do you think of
bees?
Okay.
Wasp. That's about all.
You know what a hornet?
Hornet. Yeah.
What would be the difference in a hornet?
Hornet is a big bee. That's a big nest. They're bigger than regular bees. They can kill you too if they want to sting you.
Really?
Yeah. They're bad.
Hmm. Well, but they look like bees?
They're bigger than bees. Longer, I believe.
Hmm.
A lot larger.